to number three, it's the primary source on the virgin birth of Christ. Look up in your Bibles to chapter 7 and Isaiah 7 and verse 14 is the chief verse on the virgin birth of Christ. Isaiah contains the only Old Testament prophecy concerning the virgin birth of Christ. I'm going to read Isaiah 7 and get to 14, and it says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Doesn't that sound familiar? Uh-huh. That's Matthew 1 in the New Testament. Matthew 1 and verse 23. "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." Back down to slides. Isaiah is the primary source on the vital doctrine of orthodoxy called the virgin birth of Christ. Number four, it's Isaiah is also an amazing picture of the Bible's structure. Now, let me remind you what I mean of that. The Bible has 66 books that were written by about 40 different authors. And those 40 different authors wrote over a 1,600-year time span from Moses all the way through John. So Moses over here in about 1445 BC. And the Apostle John is, we know, he's on Patmos in AD 90s. So that 1,600-year period of time is the span of the Bible. But the Bible comes to us in two parts. There are 39 Old Testament books and 27 New Testament books. And how does the New Testament open? In Matthew, we hear a voice crying in the wilderness saying, "Prepare the way of the Lord," and we call him John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 3. And guess what? Isaiah, the book, exactly parallels the structure of the Bible. And you say, "Oh, is that really significant?" Yes, because the first Isaiah 1 through 39 is all about judgment and sin. And starting in Isaiah 40, we have John the Baptist predicted. In chapter 53, we have Christ on the cross. And in chapter 66, we have what's quoted in Revelation 21 and 22, the new heavens and new earth. So Isaiah is an amazing reminder to us of the plan of God, the structure of his word. Back in the slides.